The competition among the nation's top universities for the best students is fierce. Princeton University is trying to get an edge. The Ivy League school announced it would no longer make any of its undergraduate students take out loans to pay for their education. A few other elite institutions are following suit. While the moves are a huge break for students, the financial aid competition is making many colleges anxious. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
With an endowment of $8 billion, Princeton is the envy of most other elite universities. The endowment works out to about $1 million per student. Starting in the fall, the university will use that money to help its needier undergraduates by giving out grants instead of loans. Don Betterden is Princeton's director of financial aid.
And we just decided that the burden has grown too large and it's time to reverse the trend.
The decision to eliminate loans at Princeton could save the average student on financial aid about $10,000 over 4 years. Sophomore Jamila Celestine is rushing across campus to put in her application for the School of Public Policy. She heard the news from an email.
I couldn't believe it when I read it. I was like, is this a joke? And it just seemed like too good to be true.
Jamila borrows $5,000 a year to go to Princeton. Now she'll graduate with $10,000 less in loans.
My mom was like, oh, I'm so happy. And I mean, I would be the one paying the loans after graduation. My parents were just happy that I would have less to worry about, you know.
Princeton officials hope that lifting the loan burden will allow their students to consider less well-paying jobs after college, like teaching or public service. But the increased financial aid will have another effect, too.
It gives Princeton like a one-up on other Ivy League institutions. Because like I know for me, like deciding between Princeton, Harvard, Columbia, schools like that, it's hard, you know? And like knowing that you can come here and not have to worry about paying loans is going to give Princeton a one-up over all these schools.
And that is exactly what has those other schools worried.
All of these selective private institutions are engaged in almost a arms race of spending to try to attract the very best students.
Ronald Ehrenberg is a professor at Cornell and the author of the book Tuition Rising.
When Princeton announces that it has made its financial aid packages much more generous, it has to be the case that in very quick fashion, the wealthiest other institutions, they're going to have to modify their policies.
Already, Harvard and MIT have increased their grants and reduced their loan burden for undergraduates. John McGuire, a tuition consultant and former dean of admissions at Boston College, says there may be a bidding war now for the top students in America.
It's a zero-sum game. If any one institution is going to drive up the quality of its student body, and let's take a simple measure like SATs, then other institutions are going to have to see their SATs go down. And believe me, heads can roll over something like that.
If the schools try to keep up with Princeton and compete for the cream of the crop, Cornell's Ron Ehrenberg says there may be less money for other needy students.
Where is the money going to come from for these more generous scholarships at the lesser places? Well, they're going to have to either cut expenditures elsewhere or to raise tuition by more.
Ivy League schools used to meet together and set common financial aid formulas, but in the early 1990s, the Justice Department accused the Ivies of price fixing. Since then, the schools have agreed to compete on their own. Already, the Princeton move seems to be having the desired effect.
We're gonna keep moving. This is going to be the academic part of our tour right now. This is McCosh Hall behind me. McCosh is probably the academic center of Princeton.
Back on the New Jersey campus of Princeton, a tour guide points out the landmarks, brags about class size, and yes, mentions the fact that they've eliminated loans.
I can tell you that all the parents in the college tour gasp.
Vince and Stephanie Ayarza are looking at the school with their daughter, Elisa.
For families like ourselves, where we would have had to have borrowed a considerable amount of money to send Elisa to this type of school, it's really a welcome bit of news.
This now could be feasible, assuming that she would have the good fortune of getting in. But then we're optimistic, so.
The bad news for Elisa and other prospective students is that even though Princeton has now become more affordable, it'll likely become much more competitive to get accepted. Robert Smith, NPR News.